Online Podcast 121. Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong and you're listening to a very special program today. Oh, before I do that, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm a Malaysian-born Chinese, and what that means is I'm ethnically Chinese, but I was born in Malaysia, and now I live in America. So that's my story, and I'll show you and share with you all the interesting stories and experience that I have around me, or just things that excites me. So today we have a very special treat. Not only do we have one, but we have two, and actually three mischievous boys with us. I don't know if you guys heard of them, but we will find out. If you haven't heard of them, we will let them tell you all about themselves. Welcome, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, hello. John. Who do we have here?
This is Joseph.
This is Edward.
Hi, this is Tommy.
And hello, we're Joseph.
And Edward, we are and the mischievous boys.
So where's David?
He's
unavailable.
He's unavailable, yes, that's right.
He's busy right now.
Unavailable, okay.
Yes.
And we'll just leave it at that.
So, just for those people, and you probably, I'm not sure, you guys going to tell your listeners to come listen to this show also?
Yes, we will.
We'll I mean, not your listeners, your viewers, really.
Yes.
Okay, so for my listeners' sakes, I want to introduce you guys to all my listeners and tell us who you are.
Okay.
Like, what do you do on your website, and where do we find you?
You can find more information on us at mischievousboys.com, and basically it'll give some background information about us. It'll have a list of our videos that we've done and the blog site.
Cool. So you have to go to mischievousboys.com, and my problem is you have to first of all know how to spell mischievous.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to spell mischievous, you have to learn how to do that first before you can go to the website. So it is what? mischievousboys.com, is that correct?
That's yes. Correct.
That's correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, I pass. And so, but tell us, what do you do? I mean, what, who you are, where are you guys at right now?
We're at Joseph's house in Sacramento.
That's in Sacramento,
California? Northern California, that's correct, yes.
Yep, sunny California.
Cool. And that was Edward, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's Edward. That's me.
Okay. And what do you do on your website?
Well, on our website, you can find our videos. You can download the videos. You can subscribe to our video podcast. And we also have information about us, such as our like height, weight, our favorites. And we have links to our Yahoo photo album. And we also mm-hmm. have a link to our Yahoo fan club. And yay! We have a links page where you can
I think
click
I already
on all
said
the
this,
links
Joseph.
That has all that talks about the mischievous boys all over the like internet.
Cool. And was that Tommy?
No, that was me. Joseph.
That was Joseph. Oh, okay.
So Tommy was the one who kept interrupting me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Tommy's the one saying okay, yay so in the background.
Hear what?
Yay. That was Tommy.
Hello.
Anyway, I want to... So, okay. To be more specific, what... So, you have a video podcast, and we can go check out your videos on your website, mischievous.com, but what do you actually do in your videos?
Okay, in our videos, we lip sync, we dance, we show off, and on my latest video, I actually sang.
We're cool. Basically just four friends having fun in our videos. We're just goofing off and... You know, having fun in front of the camera, just being natural, having fun, doing silly things.
Good.
It started off okay. As... like we'll come back to the video. So pretty much you guys lip syncing and have fun in front of the camera, and we'll go into more questions regarding your videos. And of course, if you're listening to this because Mischievous Boys told you to come listen to this program, welcome to Online Podcast, by the way. And again, my name is John. And before we're gonna come back and revisit on the video thing, but what is your nationality, each of you?
Okay, this is Joseph, and my ethnic background is Filipino.
Mm-hmm. This is Edward, and I'm also Filipino.
I'm Tommy, and I'm Vietnamese.
And David, yeah. Are you all Americans?
Yes, we are all U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you guys originally from here, or were you born outside of the United States?
Okay, this is Joseph, and I was born in the Philippines.
This is Edward, and I was born in the Philippines, too.
Uh-huh. And
Tommy?
I was born in San Jose, California, which is about 45 minutes south of San Francisco. So
you're U.S. born.
I was U.S. born, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
ABV.
And David ABB. Was born in Thailand.
ABV.
And I just made that up.
And I am actually an MBA. No, I'm shit, MBC. Malaysia.
Was that you, Tommy?
I have a BS in business.
With an M.
No, I understand what you're saying, John. Don't worry.
And, okay, so what brought you here? And obviously that question is not for Tommy.
Okay.
Joseph and...
Okay, this is Joseph. Edward. I came to the U.S. to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your family or just by yourself?
Oh, I came here with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she remarried here, and then I lived here in Sacramento ever since. And I came here to the U.S. about 20 and a half years ago, back in 1985.
Okay. Are you one of those guys who like would not reveal what your age is, or do you mind?
Yeah, I can reveal my age.
Do you prefer not to?
I can reveal my age. I'm 35 years old.
35 years old. So like 20. So you were how old? You were under 15 when you came here?
Yes, I was 14 and a half.
Oh, wow. So you were 14 and a half, so you speak Tagalog, as I would imagine.
Yes, I do.
It's pronounced as Tagalog.
Thanks, Edward.
I do not speak that. I'm going to have you guys teach me some Tagalog and some Vietnamese.
It's Tagalog.
Xin chào.
Tagalog. Xin chào.
Tagalog?
I think it's Tagalog.
It's Tagalog.
Okay.
Tagalog.
Got it.
Let's say it again. Tagalog.
Tagalog.
Try with us, John.
There you go.
Tagalog.
You got it.
Okay, Edward, you had answered the... like, why did you come to the U.S.?
Well, all of my family are here in the United States. They're here in San Francisco, L.A., and East Coast. And so we just decided to be with them. So we came here about 15 years ago.
Also a long time. So how old were you when you were here?
I was 10 years old.
Okay, you just revealed your age.
Yes, 15 plus 10 is 25.
Uh-huh, so you're 25.
That's right.
And so Tommy, okay, I don't want to neglect Tommy. So Tommy, have you always been in Sacramento?
No, I grew up in San Jose, and... I actually came up to this area for school, and I've been up here ever since.
Okay. Yeah. And are you a student? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Do you choose a 24?
Yeah.
So Joseph's the old one.
Yes, yeah. I am.
He's the Samantha. I'm just kidding.
He's the wise one.
He's the wise, yeah. I guess you could say that, John. I'm not sure. I'm just kidding.
I am the wise one.
Oh, yeah. If you're past 30, you're wise.
Yeah, he's the wise one for sure.
Yeah, you're a little wiser than me. And so if any time you guys have any question or anything, just stop me. But I'm going to go ahead and ask you about your website. Whose crazy idea is this that you make up videos and lip sync in front of the camera and put it on the website? Whose idea is that?
Okay, this is Joseph, and it was my idea. And I've actually been doing music videos since 1990. Back then, my first music video was Keep It Together by Madonna. And I actually did a music video with me and my mom, my dad, and my grandmother. And I just shot them while they were doing stuff around the house and they didn't know about it. And then I put together the video and then show it to them, and they liked it.
That's cool. So how did you get together? How did you know each other? It's Joseph's idea. And so how did he persuade you guys, or did he ever need to persuade you guys to be in the videos?
Okay, well, first we were doing our little karaoke sessions at my house. And I had my eyesight, and I just started recording us doing the karaoke. And Tommy started being funny.
Messing around.
And I thought it was cool. So then the next time that they came over, I think Tommy wanted to do a music video. So we went ahead and did our first four music videos, which is Waiting for Tonight, Vogue, YMCA, and Lose My Breath.
Yeah.
And at that time, as I recall, we didn't plan on uploading onto the internet. We're just having fun. Before we knew it, it was
next
up online.
Yeah, we're all over the internet.
Of course, it sounds like it was Joseph's idea to put it on the web. Am I right?
Yes, yeah. It was. Because I've on my other webpage, my personal webpage, I've had my music videos up there, you know, since back in 2001 or 2002.
Edward and Tommy, did he actually ask you before he puts up the video?
I think I told him after I put it up.
I knew it.
He's like, by the way,
the video is up.
I know.
You're famous.
Millions of people are watching it. Like, oh, thanks.
And they loved it.
Okay, so where do you guys shoot the videos?
We shoot the videos at my house. This is Joseph.
Oh, Joseph's house?
In my bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Yeah. If you see our early videos, you'll see the curtain and the window. And I think you'll see parts of my bed on the left side. So
so everything happens in Joseph's bedroom.
Yeah.
It's a really busy place.
Well, I mean, the editing, the filming, and...
Oh, yeah, the editing.
The practicing.
Yeah. And also, if you watch the Hung Up video, you'll see us actually sitting on my bed.
David's calling...
Ignore him. He just called me, and I ignored him.
So, and who directs it? Do you guys have like a director when you do it or not?
Well, this is Joseph, and I've been doing the directing and the videos. And for our, we have like two videos where I ask them to actually start taking turns and, you know, being the director. So, David directed the One Word video by Kelly Osborne, and then Tommy directed, what's the title of that song? It's a French song.
I'm probably butchering it, but it's something to the effect of J'ai pas 20 ans or something. I'm not 20.
The latest French one?
Yeah, I listened to that song.
And who's the artist?
Alizé. Yeah, and so some of the ideas were mine, but some of them were also...
Yeah, some of them were mine, but... Tommy ultimately decided.
So some of the ideas are Tommy, some of the ideas are Joseph. Joseph looks like a bossy guy. Is he bossy because
he's
older?
No, he's not bossy, yes.
Okay,
let's have a vote. Let's have a vote and find out.
He has a lot of great ideas.
Okay, now Joseph?
Yes.
You may not speak, and then I'll ask Tommy. Is Joseph bossy, Tommy?
I wouldn't say he's bossy. He's just annoying. I'm just kidding. No, he's not. He's not
he's
bossy.
Annoying. Did you say annoying?
I was kidding, though, John. He's not bossy. He actually he has a lot of
opinionated.
Good ideas, so I respect what he has to say.
And so okay. And what about Edward?
Is Joseph Bossy? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he is. And also, he's open to suggestions from all three of us. And sometimes he welcomes them, and sometimes he doesn't. But overall, I don't think he's bossy. And besides, okay. he's the pro here, so we respect his experience and his talents. So we're cool about that.
Good. Sounds bossy to me. I don't care because we're about the same age. And I know he's bossy. Never mind. He's not bossy. He gives direction. Yeah. I can hear during the setup. It's like, okay, press this, press that.
I can think of another word that starts with a B, but I'll spare it.
Does it sound itchy?
No, no comment. You're not bitchy. You're just a little authoritative. Kind of like Martha Stewart, you know?
He's like a daddy.
She didn't.
So, what about the songs? Let's go back. Who picks the songs?
Moving on.
Okay. Most of the songs are from my music collection. So I guess I suggest the songs, and then
is this Joseph?
They all agree to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah. So that was Joseph.
And then sometimes I tell him, okay, well, we have to do this song because like it's my favorite. So.
Cool. Now, I see you guys lip sync really well, even in a foreign language.
Some of us better than others.
Do you? So you just cover your mouth up or turn away when you kind of like don't know the words and you turn away?
No, I don't.
Lift your arms up.
He looks straight to the camera and messes up.
So okay, and so it's mostly Joseph's pick because he has most of those songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even the Vietnamese songs?
No, actually, those are
Vietnamese was Tommy's
and the Korean.
No, Cockley was mine.
Cockley was mine. That was all Joseph. I brought Trish Tui Chang, and then Cockley was his.
And then David.
Alizé was
David.
Mine.
David brought the Korean song, right? Or was
Korean
that your
song? Yeah, like David.
Coco Lee's whose song? Who brought Coco Lee's song?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Mischievous MJ. Just for
and
short.
Then then the Vietnamese song was obviously picked by Tommy.
Yes,
because he's Vietnamese.
Yes.
And do you speak Vietnamese?
I do. Yes.
Very fluently.
Pretty much, yeah. My vocabulary isn't the greatest, but yeah.
Did you actually study Vietnamese, or is it just something that you speak at home?
I attended Vietnamese school, so yeah, I learned grammar, and
do you write them too?
I do, but Vietnamese
writing is kind of like French, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Romanized, so it's pretty simple, I'd say. I guess compared to like Chinese characters or such. So I think it's pretty
easy. I had to go through that. I had to go through the hell of learning Chinese.
So you know how to like write all the characters and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've forgotten them all. So.
I can say a couple of phrases in Chinese, but maybe.
Oh, go ahead and say that.
我的名字叫 Tommy. Did I butcher? I
think 我的名字叫 John.
Hi, John.
你好，很好，你呢？
我也不错，谢谢。I can say something in Chinese too.
Okay, go ahead, Edward.
It better not be chow mein.
Kong hei fa choy.
Oh, speaking of which, it's this week.
Which is
Happy New Year. Yes, exactly.
Happy New Year, John.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Oh,
guess who just walked in?
I'm sorry, I just missed your question, John, but David's here.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Dave. Okay. Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry, I'm late. David is here.
Sorry, I'm late. Fashionably late.
Late as always. But he's here.
No, he's not.
Oh, how
Someone
nice.
Else we'll I should mention is always late.
Okay. So what were you saying, John? I'm sorry.
Hold on. We'll wait for David to come.
Okay, I think he's setting up this cell phone right now. Or Joseph.
Please. Okay, good. Perfect. Pick up your microphone. Okay, so we have David now joining us. Just now joining us. He's always late, sounds like.
No. That's not true.
So we know that reason. Joseph is bossy and David is late.
Joseph is bossy?
Self-proclaimed.
Oh, maybe he's not then.
I thought someone else is.
Oh, tell me who's bossy. Let me guess. Edward.
Oh, it's good. The truth hurts.
You are good.
On the count of three, go mischievous.
I am not bossy.
I'm just assertive. How did I know? How did I guess it?
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good.
See, I'm wise when you're over 30, you're wise.
Oh.
What? Who?
When you are over 30, you're wise.
Oh.
Yes. So how old are you, David?
28.
So you're approaching wisdom.
Slowly.
Slowly. So, okay, we were talking... Okay, I'm going to actually go back up and ask David some catch-up question. Do you guys mind?
No, go ahead.
No. Okay, so what is your nationality? Like, are you an American now? Are you a U.S. citizen now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Thai.
And were you... You are bi? Bi-national?
Thai.
What's that? Oh.
That sounds good.
Bisexual?
No, bi-national.
Thai-American.
Oh, bi-national.
Okay, you're not bi-national.
No.
You're not... Okay, but you are Thai.
Yes.
So, were you actually born in Thailand, or...
Yes.
Were you born here?
Yes, born in Thailand. I consider myself a transplant. Came here at the age
of
two.
A silicone or saline?
What?
A silicone or saline?
So wise, John.
So how
silicone.
How old were you when you moved here?
Two.
Oh, you were two. So uh-huh. You were pretty much considered born here.
Yes.
Most of your lives are here. Okay.
Yes.
And did your family move over here?
Yes. Well, my dad came here first, and then the rest of the family followed.
I see. Okay, and but did you move to Sacramento, or did you move elsewhere and then move to Sacramento later?
Sacramento.
Okay, so you've been pretty much all your life, like 26 years you were here?
Yes, way too long.
Way too long? Are you ready to get out?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm dying to get out.
Where do you want to go to?
I want to go to L.A. or New York. I want to go to the big
city. Pursue a modeling career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about San Francisco? You're closer to San Francisco. Do you not like San Francisco?
San Francisco is like, it's too close. It's too close. It's like down the street from Sacramento.
So you don't like San Francisco? You want to get a lot of people wish and die to go live in San Francisco.
It's an awesome place. Don't get
it is. It is a good place. It's
I hope
you.
To end up there. It seems like it'd be a fun place to live. Maybe once I finish school. And this is Tommy.
Oh, that's Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy.
David sounds. Is David still in school or Tommy still? Tommy's still in school.
Tommy's still in school. I'm done with school already.
Okay, I kind of forgot. Tommy, how old are you again? You're 24.
I'm 24, yeah. Tommy's 24.
Okay, so the youngest one is in school.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, but all of you are out of school? All the other
three? Yeah, we're all done.
Correct.
How's Edward?
Okay, I'm going to take a sip of drink.
Okay. Go ahead, by all means.
I need a glass of water too, Tommy.
I'd like a martini.
There's lots more questions.
A martini.
Let's order pizza.
An apple teeny. So how's the weather in Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Missouri is fine today. I think it went up to 60 degrees, but I was completely in the building working, so I didn't actually get to enjoy the nice weather outside.
Oh, yeah, 60 sounds about pretty temperate. It was about 60 over here, too, right?
Every once in a while.
It is too cold for this tropical skin of mine.
Typically around this time, the high is probably about 40 or 30-something.
That's why you moisturize, David.
Three words. Moisturize.
Moisturize. Moisturize.
Oh, yes, I do. Amen.
What do you use?
What do I use? Oh, you know what? I actually... Oh, my gosh, that's such a good question.
Okay.
I actually use... what is it called? Clear something? You know, the
clean
really
and clear?
Cheap one.
Clearasil?
Huh? Oh, Clearasil.
No, not Clearasil. Something and clear. Clean and clear.
Clean and clear and under control.
There you go.
It's the one with that purple bottle, you know, the purple top thing. That is the only brand that I can use that is that won't give me breakouts, even though I have a big zit right now. But if I use other brands, I actually have breakouts. So, but that's the brand I use, and I'm not all fancy and, you know, Clinique and all.
That's good.
Huh? But I'm going to ask you guys is now.
Okay, yeah, go
what
ahead.
What do you guys use as for your moisturizer?
I use Cetaphil.
Who are you?
Joseph.
Do you use Clarisil?
No, Cetaphil.
I don't know that brand.
So it's it's one of the more milder.
Yeah.
I guess it's known for being mild.
Edward?
Edward uses his protein, what is it called?
Protein shake.
No. That is nice to moisturize your face.
Inside joke. It's an inside joke, John.
Well, I use
protein
vitamin.
Shake. I'm going to have to find out what that is.
Protein shake? You don't know what that is?
It's an inside joke.
Is it something naughty?
He uses a protein shake on his face.
That is not right. That doesn't even make sense.
I'm sorry. It's inappropriate. Inappropriate. Delete that.
Oh, no. You can be as inappropriate as you want to.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Well, I use protein shake right after I work out. So I would...
Protein shakes, he's talking about a drink.
Yes, oh, okay. A drink. From your nearest GNC store.
I see. Yeah. So what is the brand of moisturizer you use?
Well, I use vitamin C from the Body Shop. I use that during the day. Oh. And at night, I put vitamin E.
Hence the flawless complexion. Gosh.
Thanks,
yeah,
Tommy.
You look pretty good on the video.
I know, he's...
Me? Thank you. Actually, as I remember when I was a kid, what my mom would use is she would give us lemon, and she would have us, you know, use that lemon juice and use it to wash our face.
Use what?
Lemon juice. I know it sounds crazy.
Lemon juice.
But it happened. That's what my mom had it used to clean her face, lemon juice.
Oh, do you still use it?
Did I what?
Do you still use lemon juice to wash
your
face?
No, not anymore. Because I can afford vitamin C now.
I see. What about our Tommy? Vietnamese Tommy, what do you use?
Oh, me? I use... my brother gave me some Proactive, so sometimes I use that, but...
Your mother or your brother?
My brother. Because I have tendency to break out. So I use Proactive once in a while. Otherwise, I just wash with water and soap.
But also, you're a natural beauty.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Brownie points for John.
And what about the late David? Oh, shit. I cannot say the late David. It sounds like you're dead.
Oh, my God.
No the David that is tardy.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. A tea tree oil.
From Japan?
No.
You use...
Tea tree oil and I drink lots of water.
Okay. I drink lots of water too.
That's a good idea.
But that just makes me bloated. But anyway...
Sounds like a personal problem.
That's a whole different thing. But okay, let's. I'm gonna get back to
Joseph.
Oh, get to the
your
program.
Music, okay?
Yeah.
And since all the songs are really copyrighted stuff, have you ever thought of will you get into trouble by doing that, or what is your plan?
Okay. Well, this is Joseph. Well, if you go to YouTube or Google Video, you will find a lot of music videos created by amateurs just like us. And they use songs by popular artists, just like the way the stuff that we used. And you know, we do not make any money from using their music. And I think we're doing them a favor because we actually promote their songs. And we usually use the remix versions, which are typically for promotion only anyway. So you can't really buy them as like consumers only, like DJs can buy them. And since the U.S. is an albums market, I don't think we're really hurting that market because we're not really a singles market.
Yeah.
Furthermore,
okay.
Go ahead, David.
Can I add something to that? Also, I think there's this is David. There's a fair use policy where it clearly defines in the fair use where we're not actually making money out of it. So it's for copyrighted materials where we're producing for our own purpose and we're not selling it or trying to say that it's ours or making lots of money off of something like this.
Sure. Yeah. And so you guys are pretty okay with that. You're not like too concerned about it or anything.
Yeah, actually, this is Tommy, and the thought, like, the issue never really crossed my mind. But yeah, I agree with Joseph and David in that.
So you never thought about it until I asked the question?
Yeah, it never really occurred to me. I didn't really think we were doing anything wrong.
Right.
But
as long as your purpose is to just
for fun. Yeah,
and we're actually promoting the music.
Exactly what Joseph has said is that in the credits he also puts down vocals by and he gives credit to the artists.
Yeah, and I know like
what
some
about,
people.
What about the latest one where Joseph is actually singing? Oops.
So
should I not ask that question?
No, that still goes under fair use, so...
Okay. Into the slammer he goes. Just kidding. It's a joke.
Well, anyway, let's move on. What kind of... This is probably... Who's the tech guy of the four?
Joseph.
Okay, it sounds the like dancer. Him. I asked him last week, I said, are you the techie guy? Are they all pretty techie? He said, you guys are pretty good. So so Joseph was the one, and it sounds like he is probably the one doing, like, you know, the shooting and the editing, all
the
that.
Brunt
is that right?
Work.
Is that
yeah.
right?
Yes.
What hardware and software do you use? I know you talk about this on the website, but what do you use?
I use a Canon GL1 digital video camera in widescreen mode connected to my Apple Power Mac dual core 2 gigahertz G5 tower through a FireWire connection. And I view it all on my 30-inch Apple Cinema display.
Oh, you whore, you big whore, big 30-inch whore.
Okay, and then the video signal is then recorded straight to the hard drive using Apple's iMovie video capture. And then I use the Final Cut Express to edit the music videos. And then I export the videos to a DV format. And once it's in DV format, I use QuickTime to convert the DV format, which is 720 by 480, to the H.264 format with a size of 320 by 176.
It's all about the size.
Turn the page and read on.
So,
can we borrow your cheat sheet?
So go ahead.
So when I actually subscribe to your video, is it something that it's already ready for my iPod video?
Yes, it is. It's in 320 by 176 format, and that's the format that the iPod can play.
Cool.
Yep,
that is good. I haven't actually subscribed to you guys. I probably will.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on
shame,
you.
Shame, shame,
shame. Shame,
I,
shame,
I watch you guys
shame
on YouTube.
Sorry.
John, we're thinking about
ratings.
Huh?
The boys are fooling back
I watch
there.
You guys on YouTube.
Hmm?
Is it called YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.com.
Yeah, I watch it there usually. But okay. I will subscribe. I will survive, and I'll subscribe. And
I will subscribe.
Just turn around now.
And okay, let's see. So we have the technical questions out of the way, and it seems like Joseph is the one doing all the job.
Yes.
And what about who finances the project? Who actually, you know? Sounds like Joseph paid for his 30-inch whore.
I know.
Big screen cinema display.
Yeah, again, this is Joseph, and I'm the producer for all the music videos. All the hardware and software are mine, and I finance all the web hosting and domain registration cost, and most of the matching clothes we used are mine.
Clothing's are yours too.
Yeah, most of them. For example, like Tommy provided some of the clothes for A Quien Le Importa video. And sometimes David and Edward and Tommy would, you know, bring their own clothes.
And sometimes you only need pants.
Huh?
Sometimes you only need a pair of pants.
I hung up. Mm-hmm. Our breakout video. Literally.
Right.
Yeah. You only need pants sometimes. And I also read that you guys have like sponsor for some of your outfit.
Yes, we currently have a sponsorship by newurbanmail.com.
Yay!
And woo-hoo! They are an apparel retailer. They're an apparel retailer in Singapore, and they provided us with t-shirts, tank tops, and swimwear.
And so watch for our next video.
And in return, we have to create...
naked.
And, okay, hold on, guys.
No, because we have to wear their clothes.
Hey, guys, I'm talking. The boss is talking.
You want me to put on my show notes? I'm talking really to Joseph. Joseph, if there's any website... link that you want me to put on my show notes when I propose this show, just email me with those information, like the t-shirt websites and yes, any other websites that you want me to put the link on my show.
Yeah, yes, I'll do that. And then I was saying like in return for all the t-shirts and tank tops and swimwear that they provided, we have to create 4 music videos wearing their clothes and crediting them at the end of each music video and on our website. And one of their conditions was that we have to wear only their clothing on those 4 videos.
I see. Did they have to? Did you say any 4 videos, or did they actually pick the songs? Pick the songs.
And that was the reason why I like their sponsorship, is that they gave me total artistic freedom on whatever we can do on the music videos. We can use whatever songs.
No limitations.
No limits.
Did you say, are they in Singapore?
Yes. Yes. Based in Singapore.
NewUrbanMail.com is a company from Singapore.
I see. That's close to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're very popular in Singapore.
You're what?
We are very popular in Singapore.
Oh, you are. Hey, 各位 Singapore, 听下子杨人好吗?
Ooh.
What does that mean?
That sounds sexy.
Well, 香港你睡觉。
Listeners, how are you?
Hey, John, we have to like hurry up because David's phone is going to die soon.
Oh, shit, really?
So okay, we have to...
Okay, I'm going to say, pick your favorite video, one.
Okay, I'll go first. This is Joseph, and my favorite is Try It On My Own, and it's my favorite because we had so much fun shooting it, and it totally shows in the video, and it's also my favorite song, and we have made this as a Mischievous Boys theme song.
Which one?
The Try It On My Own by Whitney Houston.
Ah.
And it's the Thunderpuss remix.
Thunder what?
Okay.
Thunderpuss.
Thunder Pussy?
Exactly.
No.
Okay, go ahead, Tommy.
I actually have a few, but one of my favorites is My Heart Will Go On, a song by Celine Dion. I really like that one because we had a lot of fun. And a lot of my... I just had a lot of fun making it, and I really like the song. So I'm not sure
so
how
you
many people
were into
have watched
it.
Yeah, we were really into it. I was anyway, and I'm not sure how many people have watched the video, but about 90% of the views are probably me. So I really like the video.
Good. Who's
okay,
next?
Edward.
I like all of our videos, but my favorites are Try It On My Own because of the positive image. I'm sorry, message. It's kind of hard
positive
to talk when
message.
Tommy is like trying to mess me up.
He's
trying. Okay, we're sending a positive message, and we all look good in that video, so we're sending a positive image as well. Anyways, moving on. I like that song because of the good message. And I think it's a song that we all can relate to in some way, shape, or form. And my other favorite is Since You've Been Gone because I love Kelly Clarkson. And also because it's a different video. It's not really funny, but at the same time, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of drama going on towards
the
end.
Scenes.
Yes. And I think... are you still there? Yeah, I just love those two songs. Since You've Been Gone and Try It On My Own. David's next.
And I'm last.
That was
as usual.
Edward.
I'm last as usual.
first. I heard it the first time.
The tardy, David.
Oh, I know. Okay, I like all of the songs actually. Every single one of them that four of us do together, my mischievous brother. And if I have to choose one, I guess it would have to be Hung Up, because we broke barriers there. We were bald enough to try something different and make such a splash and got so much recognition that has turned out to be my favorite.
We raised the YouTube bar.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
So,
we all look good in that video.
Some of the videos are really old.
Our skin were flawless.
I'm sorry, I can't hear him.
Some of the videos are actually quite old. Like, some was done in 2001.
Oh, those
are jokes.
Yeah, those were my old videos.
So, some of the videos are actually the old ones. But when it looks like it's around end of October of 2005 is when you guys put in the new videos, is that correct?
Yes, the Mischievous Voice video started back in October, the end of October.
Okay, and how often do you actually produce a video?
Whenever we have free time.
It used to be every weekend, but after the holidays, we're really busy throughout the holidays.
And sometimes it comes in spurts.
Yeah, sometimes we would produce like 5 or 6 music videos within a week, and then sometimes we would go on without a video for weeks.
Squirts.
Okay, now do you guys have any outtakes, like funny outtakes that you never use?
We have tons of outtakes, bloopers, outtakes, funny stuff, especially
David
Tommy.
It's not going to be released yet.
After blooper.
Now, do you guys have planned to put those out?
No.
This is Joseph, and I want to put it out, but Tommy is too embarrassed.
Yeah, that was a personal moment.
Who says no? Okay, I'm going to go Tommy. By one. Since it has four of you, it's really hard to listen to. Okay, Joseph, yes or no, yay, nay for outtakes?
Yes. They're good, they're funny, you are going to love it.
Tommy, no, because they're personal and they're too stupid. Okay, David.
Yay or nay?
No, 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 no.
That's David.
No. Absolutely not.
Edward?
I would say, yeah, why not? You know?
Okay, all of our videos are funny anyway. It's going to be out there before you guys know it. So, Joseph, go for it.
Is that right?
And besides,
just to wrap up the interview, is there anything you want to tell your listeners listening to this or to my listeners? How do you go about finding out more information, and what is your future for your... What do you see yourself in, say, 6 months? What do you consider a success, or what do you want to achieve with the website Mischievous Boys?
Joseph can talk on this one. He has a list.
Okay, well, we want to do more sponsorship because I think it's fun. We get more exposure that way, and definitely more interviews. This is our first audio interview, and
oh, wonderful!
As you can see, we're having so much fun. We love it, and we've had I think 2 or 3 other interviews where the other people sent us the interview through email, and then we answer it, and then we send them back, and then they publish the interview answers.
Cool. So what is the ultimate goal? What is the destination of Mischievous Boys?
To rule the world.
No. I don't think there is
we just want to be popular, and we want to this is Joseph cutting on David's interview.
Go ahead.
We want to be famous. We want to promote Asian people. To show the whole world that we are creative. That we, you know, it's not just the white people who can produce videos and make.
He has a point. He has a point.
Yay! Asian rule.
Okay. Go.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not just the majority that can produce good videos, and
that's good, and that's the whole point of my personal show called Online Podcast is actually to have a voice of a minority out there.
Yes,
loud.
Exactly.
And we appreciate that, John.
Yes. I just want to make a quick comment here. I have a friend from the Bay Area, and we're getting a lot of recognition from San Francisco and people in the Bay Area. And a friend of mine told me he appreciates the fact that he feels like he doesn't feel so isolated now that he could see four gay Asian boys dancing there in front of his computer. And he doesn't feel so alone because he can connect with us and he can understand that, hey, you know, it's okay to be that way. It's okay to sing along and have fun. And it's nice for people to see us in that way. So keep watching us. It's really good that you support us. And we want more exposure out there, like Joseph said.
Great. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And to all the thank you so much for coming on the show. And you know what, guys, next week, if you guys... like these boys, come back next week because we are going to have a part two for next week that's going to be very juicy, I tell you. It's going to be juicy. You're going to find out some personal stuff from them, and I'm going to ask some really tough questions. So come back next week, and thank you so much for listening to Online Podcast. And please go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and there will be links that is related to the Mischievous Boys. You can go to mischievousboys.com. If you don't know how to spell it, go to onlinepodcast.com, and then I'll have a link for you to go there and check out the videos. They are really fun, cute, and may I say, they're sort of gorgeous too, by the way. Anyway, thank you so much, boys, and thank you all the listeners for downloading the show, and hopefully you are subscribed too. If you're not subscribed, go subscribe my shows, and I will see you next time, and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, America. Hi, Asia.
Hi, world.